I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mystery seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. You never know,
right,
it could be
now.
Yours.
Mm-hmm. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject: the security guard knows my husband. Dear Stephen Shirley, I work at a large company with three offices in one city. I'm a consultant and I work from home. But once a month, I visit the offices to check in with my team. One guy on my team was flirting with me for months, and last month, he called me and told me to be sure to stop by his office before I left. I went to see him and he asked me to take a walk with him. We walked to his car and he had roses on the seat and lunch from Popeyes. I sat in the car and ate the cold chicken with him because it was a nice gesture. He opened up about the many dreams he's had of us making love. Then he said he never dreamed it would be in a car. I was caught off guard by that statement, but it made me want to have sex with him in a car for the first time, just because I'd never done anything spontaneous like that. I've cheated on my hubby before and I regretted it. In that short period of time, while I ate my cold chicken, I told myself that I should try this guy out in the car and then I'd never have to see him again. I asked if he had some form of protection and his face lit up. We moved to the back seat and we got down to it. His windows are tinted, so it was perfect. It was not until I climbed off the back seat looking a hot mess that I saw the security guard on the golf cart staring at me. I realized who the security guard was. He's been to our house before and he knows my husband. I told my coworker to stay in the car and he did. I went over and spoke to the security guard and asked if we are good and he smiled and said, "It's cool." I told my husband I saw the guy and he said he hasn't seen him in years. I breathed a sigh of relief. Can I trust the security guard to keep this between us? What a crazy question. I mean, who knows if you can trust him or not? I mean, I know your husband can't trust you. That is what I do know. And it's interesting that you didn't think someone, I mean, anyone would see you guys in the back seat, that you didn't care or think that somebody might see you. I don't get that from you at all. He must have been really close to the security guard because you said the guy's windows were tinted. So your question really is, do Steve and I think he'll tell your husband? That really is your question. He might and he might not. I mean, I'm going to say no at this point because he's a man and men don't usually get that deep with it like some women do, you know, and tell everything. But what he might do, the security guard, is hold it over your head for his benefit. Like, he might try to sleep with you in the future or something like that. So if you don't have a problem with giving the security guard some, if he asks, don't worry about it. It wouldn't be the first time, right? Or the second time that you cheated on your husband. And yes, I am judging. Yes, I am. Steve?
Let me just start by saying in this letter right here, I'm beyond overjoyed that you are not my wife. I mean, you easy. A box of Popeye's chicken, that's all it took, and a
cold
walk. And some roses on the back seat. These roses was purchased either on the way in at the dude on the corner, or they was purchased at the grocery store. But either way, the guy planned it because he knew you was coming in because you told him. Because in the flirting, you told him, "Well, I'll be there on a certain day." why you think the chicken and the roses was in the car? This wasn't a per chance meeting, y'all. See, she left that part out. He knew. See, it ain't no, she coming today. No. Because you don't know what day she coming. She go once a month. They had talked, and he knew she was coming. That's why he said, make sure you stop by my office. Walk with me. They go outside for a walk. He walked to the car. Some roses on the back seat and some chicken. I wish that's all it took. I spent way too much money. Way too much money. I don't know what I'm doing. I have got to. I wish I had met you 30 years ago, dog. I wish I'd have met this man 30 years ago so he could tell me what he says to women to make them give it up for a box of chicken. I just need to know what you say.
It's that Popeyes. It's that Popeyes.
Man, is Popeyes that strong? I didn't know. I've been all at, Becky, I've been down to Olive Garden with him. I started, man, the first big date I thought was strong was a restaurant in Cleveland called the Brown Derby. Mm-hmm. Then when I got on the road, boy, if I met one, boy, we was at Red Lobster. Oh, I knew all the dope to Red Lobster because you get them biscuits. And ooh, then Olive Garden because you got that salad and that bread. But little did I know, all that sitting down, ordering off a menu, And having to tip somebody, Popeyes.
A box of cold.
I'll be doggone.
Popeyes. All right. Hold that thought, Steve.
There's levels to this player thing.
Yeah. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject is, the security guard knows my husband. We'll get back into it right after this.
On Reddit, true crime doesn't come from journalists. It comes from the victims, the witnesses, and sometimes the suspects themselves.
Every Tuesday on Crimes of Reddit, we read these posts out loud.
I'm Sabrina Deanna Roga.
And I'm Alexis Linkletter. One of us brings the story, the other goes in blind, reacting in real time, just like you.
New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Crimes of Reddit, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, the security guard knows my husband.
This woman works from home, but they're in a big company. They got three offices in the city. She's married, but she's a cheater. Because she visits the offices once a month to check in with her team. There's one guy on the team that's been flirting with her. And last month, he called me and told me to be sure to stop by his office before I left. So she goes see him, and he asked her to take a walk with him. And they went to his car, and he had roses on the back seat. But he had lunch from Popeyes. Mm. So she said they got in the car, and she decided to eat the cold chicken because it was a nice gesture. Okay, all right, cool. He opened up about all the dreams he done had about them making love. My man ain't wasting no time. Then he said he never dreamed that it would be in a car. Then hear what she say. I was caught off guard by that statement. But it made me want to have sex in the car for the first time. That's a lie. All that, that's just a lie.
It wasn't the first.
No, hell no. Hell no. No. After he said that statement, it made me want to have sex in the car for the first time. How? How that's your first time thinking about having sex in the car? Who ain't thought of that in high school? Who ain't thought of that in college? But girl, bye. Just because I'd never done anything spontaneous like that, who are you talking to? You don't just climb in the back seat of cars while you at work on lunch break eating Popeyes, cause it's the first, you've never done anything spontaneous like that. Girl, stop. I've cheated on my husband before, and right there. Let's back this up right here. I've cheated on my husband before. So now what makes you think that that statement you said a second ago, you've never done anything spontaneous like this? Lady, you've been tricking so hard. In that short period of time while I ate my cold chicken, I told myself I should try this guy out in the car. And then I'd never have to see him again. What? How that's the plan? I'm going to climb in this car with him and try him out because then I'll never have to see him again. I asked if he had some form of protection. His face lit up. We moved to the back seat and we got to it. His windows is tinted, so it was perfect. You knew that. It was not until I climbed out the back seat looking a hot mess that I saw the security guard on the golf cart staring at me. I realized who the security guard was. He'd been to our house before, and he knows my husband. I told my coworker to stay in the car, and he did. I went over and spoke to the security guard and asked if we good. He smiled and said, it's cool. Oh, yeah, ain't no problem. It's cool. I told my husband I saw the guy, and he said he ain't seen him in years. I breathed a sigh of relief. Can I trust the security guard to keep this between us? Wait a minute. Did you just use the word trust?
Right.
Can you trust the security guard? Can nobody trust you? Your new lover, he can't trust you. Because you're talking about if you give him some right now, you might not have to see him no more. But I bet you will, though. And you know how I know? Because Popeyes is still open. You can't turn down no chicken. Where are these women at? I've been going about this the wrong way.
Yes.
Cars and swimming pool and houses and trips, coats, rings, shoe boxes. All I needed
was
just some chicken.
Spicy.
Girl, ain't no telling what'll happen. And extra crunchy. Girl, if I come up with some spicy, extra crispy, woo! Well, we're going to be in here clowning for days. A couple extra biscuits with some honey. Girl, I'm going to have to buy me a pickup truck so we can get this thing, so we can get it done right. All this folding up in this back seat. I'm finna buy me a camper. Lady, you one of the most.
Yeah.
But here your question. Do you think I can trust the security guard? Lady, you don't see the other issues in this letter? Like you repeatedly cheat on your husband? Mm-hmm. That's one. Number two, you easy. Mm-hmm. You climbs in back seats. Mm-hmm. And you can be bought with a box of chicken.
Love that.
Tommy, Junior, all this getting married, buying these houses and diamond ring. How stupid do you feel right now? All you needed was some chicken.
On today's Strawberry
you can
letter.
Be the KFC girl. Woo!
At Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook, and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on the free iHeartRadio app. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
What the heck is going on with all these promotional popcorn buckets? The giant shorts that all of Gen Z is wearing now? And whatever the heck Hyrox is? I'm comedian and certified hater Matt Bellassai, and these are the types of questions I'm demanding answers to on my podcast, What the Heck with Matt Bellassai. Listen or watch every Thursday as I rant about all the internet trends, pop culture stories, and personal mayhem that makes me scream, What the Heck? Follow What the Heck with Matt Bellassai wherever you get your podcasts.